Hello, Celine.
Hi, Felix. Yes, I'm so sorry to miss so long. I've been call after call, and I just was past your message.
Oh, no problem.
Are you available?
Yeah, I figured it was a wash, but no, that's fine. Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, we finally got here, so let's get to it, okay? Thank you, Felix.
Okay, yeah. How long do you need on here? I'm just not curious.
Like 10, 15 minutes.
Okay.
It's just because I do see, okay, with the call. You recall receiving the email, right? That had the three links, right? I resend it to you, I think.
The three for the classic, modern, and the future. Okay. Yeah, I know I don't want the future.
You don't want the future.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't think so. That's just not for me.
No worries.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what's I don't have ideas. I really don't.
It says it depends greatly what is the age range of your customers. So for example, the future works if you are actually most of your customer base is millennials. So,
yeah, no, that's not going to be.
Under
30. I'm just dealing with homeowners that are, you know, garage doors, stuff. That's going to range from, you know, anybody that's got a issue, yeah. So, I don't want to be in the future.
40 to 60. So I do suggest the modern theme. Classic theme is if your strong customer base is actually senior citizens, you know, plus 60. That's the best one that we recommend, the classic. But if you have a variety of homeowners, like between 40 years old and 60 years old and some seniors, modern thing works very well because it does have enough images but also have good content. You see, the future theme, I always recommend it for someone that, you know, landscapers, for example, that you need to show how beautiful is what I created with fountains and trees and things. Right. So, would you like to go then with the modem?
As long as it's not too intricate for me, yeah.
We can always change things around. Okay, this is just like the base where we are going to build up. So,
okay. I didn't see much of a difference in the modern and classic. I'm trying to look for that email here.
Okay. It was sent on Friday, so on the 7th.
I know, yeah, I got it here. No. I saw it, I pulled it up that day, Here we go, the modern theme. Nope, I just clicked the classic. Yeah, here we go. Okay, so you have like a backdrop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean. Seems fun.
The classic?
Yeah.
Do you like more the classic or the modern?
Let me pull up the classic again. I find them pretty similar. I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
I guess I'll go with the modern, I guess, since you think that's where it should go.
It's just, they're slightly different, but the difference is actually quite, I find the modern theme the more versatile and the more that we can adapt to everybody's needs, you know.
Okay.
So the classic is quite squarey, and as the word says, it's classic.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Yeah, just pick your photos up and text. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know much about any of it, so, it's a lot, to take it.
No worries.
Okay.
Okay, so, and do you have any social media, Felix? Do you have a Facebook page or a Twitter for the business?
I declined all that. No.
I
was going to do the business Facebook through the Local Splash. Because it was part of my package. But then they said I had to have a personal one. And I said, never mind.
No, it's just for any business page that you want to create on Facebook, you need to have a personal business page. a personal page. So it's ridiculous, but that's how it works. From Facebook, it's not a, you know, we wouldn't care much.
Supporting.
Yeah, well, you will be impressed. I work with technology, and I have no Facebook, no Twitter, no Instagram. I have no interest in anybody knowing about my life.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. But whenever I mention that to anybody, they're like, what are you kidding me? You have to. Who's going to know what restaurant you're eating at? You know? I'm like, well, I don't care what restaurant I'm eating at. Yeah.
Take a picture of the water. Yes, I know. And
I'm only 34, so you'll be surprised. Yeah.
Wow, okay, so you are a rebel then.
I just never got into it. I didn't grow up that way, and I, you know, very limited. That's why I'm not stubborn. I'm just trying to, I know what I am capable of, and I don't want to be overwhelmed with technology, you know,
with all
the technology. So that's why I'm with the website. But I just want it as basic as we can get it.
Yeah, you want it to go to the point. Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
No, I get where you are. So, no, that's great.
You're breaking up there a little bit. I don't know if you have a good connection.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know what happened there. A little choppy.
No, no worries. I'm having a little bit of trouble with my system from home. So my internet is not great.
Yeah, it's doing it again here. Oh, no. Are you there?
Can you hear me better?
Not really.
Let me adapt. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Great. Okay, so let me know. Do you have a combination of colors that you feel identify your business, like, you know, maybe orange and green or some combination like that? That you want me to put on the website?
I've been doing the, it's not like a bright blue, but it's like a, you know, if you go off my business card there, you see that one photo I asked you to take that? It's a blue and gold kind of theme.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, gold, I will try to get to gold as much as possible.
Well, it's kind of more like if you look on this modern theme actually one,
yeah,
there's that gold lettering and you know and the it says roofers with the Z that's kind of the color I'm talking about and it could be a white scale background and keep the gold. I'm gonna kind of go towards, I kind of like the gold lettering. It's like a mustardy kind of
the gold lettering, yeah.
It's not neon bright. It's not shiny gold. It doesn't have to be metallic, but I kind of was going with that.
Yeah, the most closest to that gold from the business card, right?
Yeah, and if you keep kind of that blue theme, if not, I would go with a white kind of theme, but white is white, so I don't know if that's going to give you much to work with.
Yeah, well, I can try to mimic those colors from the business card for sure.
Yeah, and I know I told you I was going to get you more photos in. I just didn't get a chance. So I figured I'd wait till we talked because I was in the truck.
No worries. Remember that this website that we are starting today does take around 3 to 4 weeks, okay? So we still have good timing to be exchanging. So whenever you have the time to send me photos, just send it to me. And even after we finish the site and we publish, changing images, modifying some content, that is part of your ongoing service, okay?
Okay.
So I will put here. Okay. And how many years of experience do you have on the industry?
My experience is since 2004, so I think going on 18 years.
Wow.
18. I mean, my business isn't that old, but I don't think we need to.
No, no, but for me, the experience that you have,
I can't hear you again.
Can you hear me now?
No. I mean, I hear you, but it's yeah, that's better right there.
Yeah? Okay. Don't know what happened, because I don't think that it's my internet. I think that it's the headset that I have.
Oh, that's kind of what it sounds like, because I can hear you, but it's like really choppy.
No, it's the headset, and
yeah,
it's not working from home. It's not fun. I have to say.
Yeah, it's doing it again. I mean.
Okay. Better?
Hello.
Can you feel it?
No, not good.
Now?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so 18 years of experience. Are you a member of any association that you want me to mention on the website?
What do you mean?
Yeah, like, I don't know. there is here. Yeah, it's just the ones that I have in here as a sample that like International Door Association or something like that. It's like, you know, little unions that they create.
Oh, right. Okay, no, I'm on Home Advisor. I don't know if that's...
No. Well, I can put there the budget if you want me.
Yeah, they have like a, you know, the Home Advisor little...
Yeah.
Like Angie's List kind of thing. Yeah, I'm on that. I know I see a lot of guys have those kind of like you would
so
have
I'll
like...
Put you down.
Kind of like you would have the Facebook logo on the bottom, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what we do. So.
Yeah, you put that logo, Home Advisor thing, where, yeah, okay, go on.
Okay, so now, with these pages, because when we talked last week and the changes that I made, they've been saved because I don't have permission to make changes on the single pages. But
yeah,
I asked the department that deals with those that to make those changes, so they should be completed by today. But because I do recall from our call that you don't want to have like garage door installation, garage repair doors. You don't want to be redundant, right?
Yeah, it's just not too redundant. You could say it a handful of times, you know, obviously, but you know, it's not. It was like one right after another, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's just that in this one, because we create service pages, right? So you will have one page for each one. So the way that I want to do it is that it's actually to have garage door repair, garage door installation, a garage door opener installation and repair. So you don't, you know, but there is no mistake in there. So then I do see that you do the garage door spring repair and garage door replacement. And then do you also do it on commercial purposes or just for residential?
Yes. And this was,
and commercial. Great. And then I will create one for commercial garage door services. Does that sound good? Because in that way we will have 6 pages for services, but it won't look like, you won't have it on the home page. You will have on the
It won't be one after another. Yeah, yeah, that's
exactly.
So when, and then when you open up,
so much
like if you opened up garage door repair, then it would say like replacement section.
Yeah, the different type of garage, the different type
of
doors and all that. Exactly. So in that way, what we take away is that constant garage door repetition, you know.
Yeah,
so I think that in that way it will look tidy.
Yeah, so like this one says like metal roofing, roofing contractors, roofing repairs.
Mm-hmm.
So these are different lengths. They're commercial. Yeah, that makes sense. That's a little less.
You know.
If you switch the
word. No, and also, it's just that you won't see it all right there listed on the homepage, what you will see is like little boxes, like professional services, trust by experts, blah, blah. And then you have like garage repair, garage door repair, garage door installation, the garage door spring repair, the garage door opener installation and repair. I want to do it together, that one, so it doesn't look like, you know, we're constantly throwing you that garage door thing. And the commercial garage door services.
Mm-hmm.
So is there any other one that you think that you want to add?
That
is not necessarily like the garage door, but something else that you do regarding, related to the garage door.
Trying to pull up the, all right, hold on 1 second. I know I had that saved when I talked to the last lady here. Okay, what's the website for the dashboard? I think my username is the phone number, correct?
Yes, it's always going to be your phone number, okay?
Yeah, you're chopping up again, though. Okay, so what were we doing? Adding another.
Your
phone's really chopping up.
Yeah.
No.
Better.
No.
No.